The District of Columbia has a booming population. In fact, last year, D.C. grew faster than every state except North Dakota. And Washington is full of transplanted Californians. As Jacob Fenston reports, for some, it can be hard to say goodbye to the Golden State.
Frontier poet Joaquin Miller spent much of his life adventuring across the wilds of Gold Rush, California, and writing about it. But for a few years, starting in 1883, he lived here, off 16th Street in Washington, D.C., where he built himself a tiny, rustic log cabin, a replica of one he'd lived in Shasta County. By 1911, Miller's cabin was in the path of progress as the city grew, and it was slated to be torn down. But a group of fellow Californians got together enough money to save it, moving the cabin log by log to Rock Creek Park a few miles away.
Yes, so it was dismantled and it was moved into the park and it was dedicated in June of 1912. And at that time, it was open to the public.
Simone Monteleone with the National Park Service. Now, the cabin is kind of forgotten.
Other than a lot of cobwebs, it's empty, no furniture or nothing.
But the group of Californians that helped relocate Miller's cabin is still going strong. The California State Society. It's a sort of social club to help connect Californians living in D.C.
My name is Patrick Ahrens, and I work for Congresswoman Janice Hahn from Los Angeles.
And my name's Claire Vile, and I work for Congressman Paul Tonko from upstate New York, but I'm a California native.
I met Ahrens and Vile at the California State Society holiday party in December. It was the latest of the group's almost monthly social events where people can reminisce about home and network at the same time.
It's just a chance for Californians to all come together wherever you are in D.C., come together as, you know, the California diaspora, the displaced Californians all here in the nation's capital.
It's definitely a home away from home. It's hard to move 3,000 miles away from your home state.
Last winter was my first winter, and it was relatively mild, a lot of people said. You know, we didn't get a lot of snowfall, but I didn't think I was going to survive because it went below 30.
Absolutely. And as Californians, we're not taught to drive in the snow.
California has the largest congressional delegation in Washington, which means hundreds of Californian staffers on Capitol Hill. Then there are all the people who work for California companies or nonprofits. But moving to Washington isn't always the easiest transition, and it's not just the weather. Lauren Wilson moved here 3 years ago for a job as a lobbyist, which she loves, but she had a little bit of culture shock. The State Society gatherings helped her feel more at home here.
I very much miss Oakland and the Bay Area. It's a really hard place to leave, and D.C. is a really hard place to get used to.
In the Bay Area, she says, everyone is just more accepting.
People just don't think twice about how people are dressed or different kinds of relationships. And here, it's very, very straightforward, very traditional, very vanilla.
And yet, Washington has a way of sucking people in. Jennifer Poulakidas, a State Society board member, moved to Washington to work in Nancy Pelosi's office, thinking she'd be here for a couple of years. She stayed for 20, but
anytime someone asks me anywhere I am in the world, where are you from? I say I'm from San Francisco. I happen to live in Washington, D.C. right now, but I'm from San Francisco, and in my mind, I will be getting back there at some point.
Many Californians living here, myself included, say they're moving back eventually. Claire Vile at the State Society holiday party told me Californians typically only last 5 years in Washington.
Because we're not as tough, maybe, as the people who grew up on the East Coast. We hold open doors and say thank you and please.
Back in the 1890s, Joaquin Miller didn't even last 5 years. Like many people, he'd been drawn to Washington by ambition, angling for a political appointment. When it didn't pan out, he packed up and headed back to the Bay Area. There, he built another house in the Oakland Hills in what's now Joaquin Miller Park. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Fenston.